37-23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, earlier this week, we talked about the infamous Trump dossier, how it may have been used to obtain a FISA warrant, the FBI going before a FISA court to get a judge to authorize the wiretapping and or investigation of former Trump advisor Carter Page. In addition to that, there is the very controversial and sensitive nature that the Trump dossier may have been in part paid by and for the FBI. And joining us now from the Cause of Action Institute is the CEO, John Vecchione. His firm has filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court to find out exactly what the relationship is between the FBI and Christopher Steele, that former British spy who made headlines with this infamous Trump dossier. John, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right, so why did you feel compelled to file this lawsuit, and what do you hope to find out?
Well, under the Freedom of Information Act, any citizen is entitled to certain documents telling them what their government's up to. We saw that this was a very unusual expenditure of tax funds and a very unusual use of the FBI. There's a dossier by the Christopher Steele, a very good spy name, I always say.
Yeah.
And he evidently was doing this work for one of the political parties, and then he was supposedly going to get paid double dipping by the FBI. So we wanted to look into that, and so we sent Freedom of Information Act, it's called FOIA. We sent a FOIA request to the FBI, which hasn't been responded to properly, and we want to get to the bottom of it. So the law gives you the right to go to court and say, listen, they had their 20 or 30 days to respond. They haven't done it. We want these documents, and we're entitled to them. So we want to see exactly what was going to be paid, why it was going to be paid, what the relationship was, how it came about, any documents the government has on this issue.
So basically, and we think from all published accounts that Steele may have been hired as an opposition researcher by the Democrat Party or a group associated or affiliated with Hillary Clinton's campaign. And then in addition to that, he may have been on the FBI payroll. And when you think about the ramifications of having the FBI pay an opposition researcher to come up with dirt, and by the way, the dossier has been largely discredited already, to come up with dirt on a presidential candidate, that is really troubling.
Well, it is troubling, and that's one of the reasons we've sued to get those documents. It's also, I mean, I hope it's highly unusual. I think it's highly unusual. And how it came about, to the extent the documents show that, we'd like to know. Because much of the dossier, as you point out, there are many things that can be shown aren't factually accurate, even from what we know. But whether or not it was accurate or not, what's the FBI doing paying an opposition researcher and adding to that? It's very unusual. So we'd like to see what's going on. And the other portion of this is exactly how did this get to the FBI? What was the impetus of it all? Because who knows? Who knows why they're doing this? I think that this report was sort of shopped around D.C. quite a lot, and none of the major outlets would take it. It wasn't good enough for the newspapers here in town, or I think around the nation, until a website published it. So
that was BuzzFeed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly. So if something is so unreliable that the newspapers won't touch it, it seems odd to base a criminal or an FBI investigation on it.
John, good morning. This is Frank Luber joining the conversation. John, have you been able to connect any dots between the FBI paying this guy, Christopher Steele, to come up with some information that is suspect, and the FBI at the same time seemingly to have all kind of evidence on Hillary Clinton, but electing in the end not to pursue any charges against her, and then the tarmac meeting between former President Bill Clinton and the Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch?
No, we haven't gotten any documents. So since we have zero documents on the FBI, and our we're only looking into the public money spent on this and the investigation by the FBI that, that used this document and how that came about. We haven't looked into any the Clinton investigation is not part of this suit, so we wouldn't find anything on that. We mainly want to find out what the heck the FBI was doing and how it came about and what documents they have that'll explain that.
Well, let me ask you this: if you prove that the FBI did pay to have this done, and it was opposition research on a presidential candidate, what could possibly happen from here on out with some of the evidence that you've turned up to the current FBI director, James Comey?
Well, I think that number one, there's as you probably know, and your listeners may know, there's extreme congressional interest in this. And they have sent a similar letter asking for similar things, and to my understanding, they haven't gotten it either. But I suspect that there would be some political reaction on that because Congress is very hot on the trail of this, particularly Senator Grassley, I understand, has sent a letter asking what the heck went on here.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Senator Grassley did. John, let me ask you this question, and that is that do you have any knowledge or is it standard operating procedure for the FBI to pay people like Chris Steele if as part of an investigation? I would think that they wouldn't need to pay anybody. If they're investigating this alleged Trump-Russian collusion, why wouldn't they just investigate instead of putting them on a payroll?
Well, here's the thing. I from a previous life, I do know, not from this investigation, the FBI has CIs, which are confidential informants, and some of them are paid. But the thing that makes this so unusual and so toxic that I would think that any reasonable law enforcement agency would want to stay away from it is that this is in the midst of a presidential campaign, and you're paying a guy who's already in cahoots with one of the parties, in this case the Democratic Party. I've never heard of anything like it.
What's the court? We're going to put it on pause just a second. We got a traffic update coming. So we're talking with John Vecchione, Cause of Action Institute. By the way, the website is causeofaction.org. A couple more questions for John in just a second. So we're talking with John Vecchione, Cause of Action Institute, regarding this lawsuit that he has filed, his group has filed, to try to get the FBI to respond to questions about if they paid this Christopher Steele, how much they paid, and I would be most interested in how they came to know of Mr. Steele, John. And the other issue really is that, as I understand it, there's confidential or criminal informants that are paid to inform and to cooperate, but not necessarily help lead the investigation. No. Now, it's on my understanding that Mr. Steele may have been asked to research these connections between Trump's camp and Russia. Wouldn't that make him part of the investigative team?
I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know if he had this report done beforehand and then the FBI was playing. As I said, there's a huge cloak of secrecy over all this. But he is a somewhat sophisticated gentleman. I mean, I understand he worked for the British Secret Service and M16, certainly he was doing more than. It's not like he overheard something on the corner and they paid him. Oh, what'd you hear about this? Like, you know, certain informants. This guy was an active investigator. You're right about that.
No, the Washington Post reported earlier this year that the FBI reached an agreement with Steele several weeks before the election to, quote, continue researching connections between Trump's camp and Russia, end of quote. So that would imply, if we are to believe the Post, that he was part of the investigative team continuing to research these connections, alleged.
Certainly that is the allegation in the Post. And as I said, some of our allegations in the complaint are based on press reports like that one. So I would like to see exactly what they did. But obviously, he's already serving one master, the Democratic Party, and how much is he going to, you know, be providing truthful information to the FBI under that scenario? That's the question, isn't it?
John, in the end, John, what is your objective here? I mean, the big picture.
Well, our objective is to get the truth out. We would like to know exactly what happened, and then we would present that. We would certainly make that public to everyone, not just ourselves, on what happened here, to see whether, first of all, it was above board, and second of all, how it occurred, and who the players were who were involved in all this. So we would like to get the documents, and we'd like to publish them and present them, not only to the public, but also to all the players in America who can take a look and see if this is as outrageous as it appears to be.
It would not surprise me, John, that if national security is not invoked here, and you're going to have a very difficult time getting those documents.
Well, that is always the fight. You know, sometimes the documents, it's just they say, oh, we don't have the resources to search for them. But in this case, they will use exceptions in the Freedom of Information Act. It will obviously be their defense, but we certainly don't think all the documents can fall in.
Well, you can always pray for a leaker.
Which happens all the time in D.C. All right, John Vecchione from the Cause of Action Institute, the website causeofaction.org. Thanks for joining us, John. Good luck with your lawsuit.
Thank you very much.
All right. It's 8:49. Outrage of the day today.